Okay.
Okay, let's start from the beginning.
From NPR Music, this is Out Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. And I just want to take you to the beach, okay?
Let's go.
This is Malagón en la Mar. There's an accordion. See? Felix, are you going to be okay?
It's like...
If the accordion for you, is the accordion like the bat signal? Is the Mexican accordion like, someone needs me? Let me tell you about this song. This is a remix of La Boquilla by Bomba Estéreo. This is a DJ duo, DJ Pajaritos. They were at the Latin Alternative Music Conference. Now, this specific mixtape, which is called Malagón en la Mar, is by DJ Malagón. He's one part of the duo. There's also DJ Riobamba. They're both out of Boston, Massachusetts, and they have a monthly party called Pico Picante. Now, this mix was brought to my attention by one of my favorite bloggers of Latin music right now, who's Juan Data, who I always shout out to, and I had the very good fortune of meeting at the Latin Alternative Music Conference.
And you didn't introduce me?
I like to keep the good ones to myself.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, his series features a lot of tropical bass and new cumbia mixtapes, so this mixtape is really right up his alley, and... It's something I really can get down with, too. What do you think of this?
I like the sources that they're using.
You don't like the remix?
Oh, I like the remix, but, you know, it's like for me, there's got to be a little bit more variety in the beat underneath. You know, because it's the same, and they're mixing in all these different things. I heard cumbia, I hear some old mambo singers, you know, and then they do all this stuff with the echo and all that. But the beat doesn't. It's like it's too. It's too
monotonous.
It's too relentless. You got to break it up a little bit, you know. Okay, we're going to go from Mexico to Italy, I think.
Yes.
Okay, Italy.
We don't feature Italian artists a lot. And I know there's always a listener who's like, well, this is a Latin show. Why are you featuring it? Whatever, dude. I love rapper Jovanotti. So this is from his new compilation of kind of like a greatest hits so far compilation. This is Sulla Frontiera, or On the Border.
Cos'è? Ci ascoltano al telefono, ci guardano i satelliti. Ci tracciano nel traffico, controllano gli acquisti. Ci rubano le password. Ci frugano nel bancomat. Ci radiano, ci scannerizzano, ci perquisiscono. Eppure non mi sono mai sentito così libero. Eppure non mi sono mai sentito così libero. Perché io danzo. Perché io danzo. Sulla frontiera ci sondano le cellule, controllano i rifiuti, ci spiano telecamere piazzate sui semafori, ci seguono con radar, ci usa per i calcoli, controllano le cose che guardiamo alla parabola. Eppure non mi sono mai sentito così libero.
Starts to get interesting little by little.
Oh, come on. I love this song. This is one of my favorite Jovanotti songs. I actually grew up listening to Jovanotti.
Really?
There's a very big market for Italian music in Argentina. I don't know if that has to do with the sheer volume of Argentines that are of Italian descent, which is, it's a very large number compared to the rest of Latin America. I've heard, you know, Italian music everywhere in Latin America. I mean, maybe there's just a linguistic...
familiarity.
Like, well, they're like cousin languages, uh-huh. You know? I mean, you can kind of understand what Italians are saying if you're fluent in Spanish. Jovanotti is Lorenzo Cherubini. Jovanotto means young man. And I just love this song. I love kind of the rhythm to it. I think it has some kind of reminiscence to, like, maybe Fatboy Slim or something, you know, with that piano and the beats. And lyrically, I love it. Here's just a little excerpt of the lyrics. They listen to us on the phone. They watch us through satellites. They track our traffic. They control what we buy. They steal our passwords. They check out our bank cards. They irradiate us. They scan us. They register us. And yet, I have never felt so free, because I dance on the border.
I think that's very beautiful.
And you know what?
Attitude.
I think we as a show do too. We dance on the border too.
We're going to go to a band from Peru that I'm not sure where I found it.
This is the best, when you bring some amazing music and you're like, I have no idea where I got this from, so...
Well, you know, we've been on the road a lot in this last first part of the summer. You've been in Mexico.
And that happens to me, too. I'll just find something in my suitcase. I'm like, this is great. Where the hell did I get it?
Yeah, exactly. And when we came back, we were at the Latin Alternative Music Conference for a while in New York. We've been all over the place. Now that the dust is finally settling a little bit, and there was a stack of CDs in the mail, and, you know, I should be better about ripping them open and kind of keeping the notes where I got them. But this is one of these CDs that I got, and I'm not really sure where I got it from. But it's very interesting, and I like it. This is called Tanto Ají, and the group is called Bareto, and they're from Peru.
Tanto ají, so much pepper.
Those are bata drums. Making a face. Is that you like or you don't like?
Okay, before I tell you how I feel about this, I just, you know, I've noticed, like, there's at least one listener who on our website and then on our message board when we were doing the live concert broadcast with Calle 13, who was like, Jasmine, be nice to Felix. I am very nice to Felix.
She is nice to Felix. Sometimes. Kenny.
This is, you know, the eternal argument about music that we have. I find this just sounds like it was recorded in a studio and polished, like it got the crap out of it, polished. And can I say that?
I think so.
Yeah, it's so polished and sanitized. And to me, this type of music, Latin music, and all music, I mean blues, soul, funk, flamenco, whatever, needs to be as raw and breathing and all the smells that come with it, and I smell nothing.
Let's listen a little bit more. You know, what fascinated me about this track is at the very beginning, they're mixing in the Afro-Cuban bata with the Afro-Peruvian, which is, you know, it, musically it's based on a feel of a 3-1-2-3-1-2-3. But the way that they mixed it in at the beginning, that's what caught my attention. And the whole song is in a 3 feel. It's that Afro-Peruvian landó feel. And there's a lot of, when we listen, there's a lot of, to me, I hear a lot of intricate, there's a guitar work, there's all this more drum stuff that's underneath. You know, and the sanitized feeling doesn't bother me, honestly. Okay. You know, because
I love that style of music. I mean, Nova Lima. I love Nova Lima.
But there's still a lot of interesting stuff going on. This is a group formed in 2003. They were a group of studio musicians, and they did the first album was instrumentals, and then they did an album of cumbia covers, and then they started doing original material. Then they started getting more popular, touring through Peru, and this album is a collection of songs of what it's like to live in contemporary Peru. The challenges, the injustices, the joys. It's a mix of styles. And in my notes, I put my note, I said smart production, which to me, which is the whole point of contention here. But let's hear the rest of the song.
But what I'll say in response to that is what it feels like to live in Peru, or, you know, when I hear songs, you know, that are this polished and sanitized, that are like, you know, the feeling of what it's like to live in I don't know, Buenos Aires, but this isn't what it feels like because it's so sanitized. This to me sounds like what it feels like to live in a studio or an elevator.
Okay, coming up next, I have another song. This is from another album that came in the mail. I don't know anything about this artist, so I had to look him up a little bit. His name is Ulises Hajis. He's from Venezuela. This is a track called Maracaibo San Félix.
Quizás llévame lejos sin mí quise decir adiós. Oigo los mares, playas, casas sin luz, tantas canciones que hablan de mí, tantos destinos sin sol. ¿Por qué? Porque se hunde, se pierde, se fue.
Of course, I picked the slowest track on the
this is very melancholy
on the album. Yeah, and it's and I picked it because when you listen closely in the background, you hear all the atmospheric stuff that's going on. That's from our favorite guy, Algodón Egipcio. He collaborated with this guy, Ulises Hajis, on this album, or on this track, on a number of tracks on the album. You know, he's from Venezuela.
Did you say Algodón Egipcio?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, we love him. Did you
Hello?
Say... We love him on this show. He's one of our favorite DJs of the year.
And he collaborated on, let me go over that whole thing again so you can be with us. Everybody's here at the same time. This is the slowest track on the album. The rest of the album is an interesting mix of up-tempo, not dance stuff, but interesting, crafted, almost pop music. It's if you listen to the rest of the record, you'd be surprised at how pop it is and how much I like it. You know, it really caught my attention. Ulises Hagis is Greek and Venezuelan. He's from Venezuela. You know, he won a Latin Grammy as an engineer in 2007 for an album that was called Como Se Llega a Belén by Vos Vice. Okay, and then he's always written music, but he stepped out on his own. And it's a very nice collection of songs that he's written and produced for himself.
Great, and I can definitely feel Algodón Egipcio's touch, because he specializes in that, like, very airy, up-in-the-clouds, ethereal vibe. So it has his fingerprints on it.
Okay, well, we're in that down-tempo mood. You brought something from an artist named Soledad.
Yes. Soledad is a Mexican duo that describes their style as ruido y tristeza, sound and sadness, which I find incredibly accurate, but listen to the song and tell me what you think. This is Fe, or Faith.
You know, in the mid-70s, David Bowie did a couple albums that he recorded in Berlin that were very, very dark, and he sang in that low voice.
Yes, that is David Bowie voice.
This reminds me of that.
So here's a thought. The track that you brought before was very melancholy, the one by Algodón Egipcio, but it was a very quiet and almost resigned and soft melancholy.
Yeah.
And this is a different type of melancholy. It's almost like a fierce, fighting melancholy. You know, like it has a depth, and it doesn't have a resignation or a quietness to it. It's a very tumultuous, tempestuous melancholy.
Definitely.
And it's dark, and I love the lyrics because it's about wanting to have faith. And I'm a big advocate of lyrics that go beyond, I love you, I want to sleep with you, how could you?
All the topics.
I like lyrics that talk about something a little bit bigger, because there's a lot of things in this life to talk about besides love and sex, believe it or not. And so what he's saying is, I want to learn to abandon. I want to start to believe that there is something more. Let me believe and forget. It's about someone who wants to have faith.
Por el olvidar.
This is the duo for that makes up Soledad is Esteban Alderete and Brett Schultz. Brett Schultz was in Mexico opening an art gallery called Galería Yautepec, and they met each other. And I guess the way the band even started was that Brett played guitar and Esteban would just kind of hang out and play the trash can. And they started this band, and I just think this track is so, it's a desperate melancholy.
Read the lyric again.
Sure. I want to learn to abandon. I want to start to believe that there is something more. Let me believe and forget. And the title of the track is Faith, and it's about someone who wants to have faith, someone who wants to be better off.
You know, I just lost a good friend of mine this week. And went to her funeral. I wish I would have known about this lyric ahead of time, because this would have been something nice to share with people at the memorial service, because she was very young. But it captures, I think, what I'm going through this week.
I know.
Perfectly. And I'm so glad you brought this in. Let's change the mood a little bit. Let's go into the Wayback Machine and go into 1970s Brazil. Because we've got a couple of things in the show with that, interestingly, unbeknownst to each other, we both brought in some reissues of Brazilian music from the 70s. We're going to start with your track first.
Brazil in the 70s and in the 60s, a fascinating place for arts and music. Also a very difficult place. One should acknowledge that a lot of that art was born out of the extreme repression and the dictatorial government, that just a brutal repression in Brazil. And this is a compilation of music from that era. The compilation is called Fuzz Bananas.
I like that.
This is a song that I picked from the compilation called Vou Sair do Cativeiro. I'm going to escape my captivity, by the duo Ton and Sergio. And after we listen to it, I'll tell you a little bit more about the compilation Fuzz Bananas. Wait to bring this track to you, because I know you actually lived through the 70s. So,
you know, what fascinates me is, and what attracts me to a track like this, is the guitar.
The wah-wah.
The period guitar. The wah-wah, but without a lot of effects, without a lot of other amplifier effects. So it's almost very sparse. And it was a way to play wah-wah where you could make it have a bigger sound. Like Jimi Hendrix used wah-wah in a way. There was all these other sounds to it, and it sounded beefier and meatier and a lot stronger. In this case, there's no effects. There are no effects, and it's just straight ahead wah-wah, and it's very period. Before guitarists really explored how to work with it, it sounded like this, and to me, I really dig it.
I feel like we've really seen an increase in interest in tropical rock, whether it's kind of Peruvian surf rock, psychedelic cumbia, or this kind of Brazilian 70s rock. Back in the 90s, Kurt Cobain and Beck, they really championed. You know, Kurt Cobain famously wrote a note to Os Mutantes asking them to get back together.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And this compilation was put together by music producer Joel Stone, who also has a store in Manhattan called Tropicalia in Furs.
Wow.
And he's really the ultimate vinyl archaeologist. He goes to Brazil and digs up records. And this compilation was 4 years in the making. It's all music from the 60s and 70s, and it's not Tropicalia. And he calls it Fuzz banana because of the fuzz guitar that you're listening to, and because people in Brazil just went bananas over. So what did you bring out of Brazil?
Okay, about the same time period, there was a guy named Tim Maia. And the record label Luaka Bop has released a compilation of some stuff that he did. It's a wacky, wacky story about his life and how he came to music. But let's hear a little bit of the music and I'll tell you the story because it's worth listening to.
O caminho do bem.
Background singer. Okay, so here's the crazy backstory. And I was turned on to this song by Jacob Gantz from NPR's blog, The Record.
Nothing crazy about that. No. Jacob has great taste.
Amazing taste. And he wrote a nice little post about it. You should check it out at nprmusic.org. He was born in Brazil and he lived in the U.S. During his teenage years, and he was...
This guy, not Jacob.
Not Jacob, no. Tim Maia. Let's try that again. Tim Maia, the artist, was born in Brazil. He lived in the U.S. during his early preteen, teenage years. He was deported and sent back to Brazil in 1963 because he was smoking dope. He got caught smoking dope in a car. And that by then, he was in his early 20s. He was already listening to soul music of the early 60s that was coming out of the different parts of the United States. He went back and started a music career. And he made a couple of records. They were in English and they were in Portuguese. And it was at the same time as this music from the compilation you just played, Os Mutantes, Tom Zé. Is that how you say his name?
Tom Zé.
All of these psychedelic artists. And there was a mixture of, you know, psychedelia, a little bit LSD, all of this other stuff that got mixed into everything. And then he joined a religious cult. And it was a religious cult. No, I'm telling you. In 74, he joined a religious cult called Cultura Racional.
Was it a cult or a movement?
It was a religious cult, is it described. And according to Jacob, they held the belief that humans are really aliens.
Okay, it was a cult, yes.
Yeah, that need to reconnect with an elemental form of energy through the teachings of a book called Universo Desencanto, Universe and Disenchantment. He quit drugs, he made some devotional records, and then sort of disappeared for forever. And then he died very early, I think at age 55.
Wow.
No, it's a fascinating story. Drugs were always part of his life, according to the liner notes. And this really wild take on Brazilian society was part of his artistic expression. It's an interesting record, interesting story, and I think the music holds up. I really like what I'm hearing in the music.
Numa natureza onde não existe regulagem, não pode existir o bem. O bem só pode ser encontrado na imunização racional. O caminho do bem.
We've been all over the place this week. We've been to Italy, we've been to Puerto Rico, we spent a good amount of time in Brazil, and, you know, we were in the 70s, 80s, 90s, the future.
It's a reflection of the stack of CDs that we had waiting for us whenever we came back, and we've got more music for future shows, but for now, that's it.
Oh, I'm so glad to be back.
We want to remind you that you can hear every song that we've played on today's show in its entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
Did you say alt Latino?
Yes.
Also, you guys should follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Jasmine Garst.
Wait, don't forget alt Latino radio at nprmusic.org/altlatino. 24/7, every song we've ever played on the show. And hear the music in its entirety without us.
Why would they want to hear the music without us? I think we are a lovely addition to this show.
There we go. This has been Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm... Did you say you're Felix Contreras?
Pay attention!
I'm Jasmine Garst.
You're so funny.
Thank you. I do what I can.